Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I am Lady and you are?
No.
Gaga.
Oh, okay.
All Gaga. Right. You can be Lady, I'll be Gaga.
Okay, I want to
okay.
be Lady.
Lady and Gaga. No, of course, I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And we're talking about Lady Gaga.
No,
she's everywhere these days.
That's
so
right.
Maybe that's why I got confused. Of course, we talked about her yesterday, didn't
mm-hmm.
we?
We did.
We learned about her career, her great success. She was kind of an overnight star.
Right.
But she's used her success. She's used the mm-hmm. attention she gets to really try to make good changes
right.
for people, hasn't she?
She tries to inspire her fans and tell mm-hmm. them, just accept who you are.
Yeah.
Love yourself,
that's
basically.
Right. There
yeah.
you go. That's a very good message. So today we're going to learn a little bit more about Lady
okay.
Gaga, the person. Was she actually born named Lady Gaga?
I don't know.
We'll find out when we check out the article.
Okay.
So let's do that now.
Reading. Lady Gaga, accepting who you are. Lady Gaga, whose real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, was born in 1986. Before she gained her fame, Stephanie struggled to find herself. She attended an all-girl Catholic school in New York City and was bullied by other classmates for being too eccentric. To escape this, she devoted herself to music. Stephanie's musical talents were discovered early on. At age 14, she started performing on stage. She also took part in a number of school plays. After high school, she enrolled in a musical theater program. After a year of training, though, she quit to pursue her music career. However, she didn't find fame immediately. Even though she managed to record songs and even signed a contract, her first record label dropped her. Thus, her first year could be considered a failure. Nevertheless, Gaga refused to give up. She continued working on her music and persona, and finally earned a new record deal. Lady Gaga's achievements show us that everyone faces their own challenges. No matter what stands in your way, keep at it and don't give up. And eventually, you'll find your true self.
Well, I'm surprised. I really thought her first name was Lady and her last name was Gaga.
Gaga.
She was Miss Gaga.
No.
That's not her real name. So what is her real name? Well, it tells us Lady Gaga, whose real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta.
Germanotta.
That's a very unusual last
right.
name. Okay, well, good for her. She was born not very long ago, in 1986.
She's very young.
Yeah, she's still quite young. And before she gained her fame, Stephanie struggled to find herself. That's true. She wasn't born famous.
Uh-huh.
It says, before she gained her fame. Well, to gain is to get something, usually through hard work.
Uh-huh.
So basically it's saying before she became famous,
right.
before she got famous. She struggled to find herself. She had a difficult time as a young person, as, mm-hmm. as many young people do.
Mm-hmm. 所以我们想说有些明星我们都看到光鲜这个亮丽的外表想说啊他应该都是过得很好没有哦。在他还没有成名之前然后这里我们看到 before she gained her fame, gain 就是得到获得嘛那就是其实 gain one's fame 就是有着before she becomes or she gets famous, 这样子的意思、
mm-hmm.
我们可以这样子的改写哦。所以当他还没成名之前呢他还是非常怎么样去struggled to find herself. Struggle 在这里有着努力非常辛苦的艰辛的这样子的意思哦。所以呢他其实要在找寻自我可能他一开始不是非常喜欢自己或是不是很认定自己这样的意思哦。那 struggle 这个字可以怎么用呢 ?For example, I could say she's struggling with her health.、
Mm.
That means she's having problems with her health, maybe.、
Mm.
Okay, or sometimes we could say they have been struggling to pay their bills.
Oh, it's difficult、
mm,
if you're not making a lot of money.、
Right.
Paying those bills, it's not easy. And whenever someone's struggling, they're doing something difficult, something、
exactly.
not easy. Well, she attended an all-girl Catholic school in New York City、
mm.
and was bullied by other classmates for being too eccentric.
Okay. Not very nice.
Some of the struggles that she had. Mm. She attended or went to an all-girls school, a Catholic school. It was a normal high school, but there's kind of a church
idea there. I went to an old-school Catholic school.
Right, and there's a lot of rules maybe, and the teachers might be a little tougher with
you.
But it was all girls, and so she was bullied by the other classmates. The other girls were mean to her. Why were they mean to her? They said she was too eccentric. Eccentric is basically like kind of strange, weird, unusual. Mm. You can imagine how she dresses today. Well, I don't know if she dressed that way then, but she was probably a little different, you know? Maybe green hair and
something
wearing kind
like
of
that.
Funny clothes.
Right.
And often in high school, if you're different, the other students might be like, you're weird, you're strange, we don't like you.
Which is not very nice,
exactly.
Yeah.
And often, though, as Lady Gaga proves, the strange kids go on to be very successful because they're so independent, they're so confident and strong, being normal, but they're a little strange, so good for her. She was bullied, though.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, bully 这个字呢，其实我们可以用来当做动词和名词。不过在本课呢，我们提到就是在这个 Lady Gaga 在高中的时候呢，她去的是一个这个女子的天主教的学校呢，那她就被这个欺负或是霸凌。那这个字呢，在本课是当做动词来用，就是霸凌欺负的意思，不过当作名词来用，其实当然就是指这个恶霸或者是欺压人的这个比较强势的这个人啦。那所以像常常我们提到的校园霸凌啦，英文就可以提到就是 school bullying。 OK， 那为什么他被霸凌，然后为什么他被欺负，因为大家可能就觉得说他实在是太古怪太奇怪了， eccentric。当然另外你也可以用 weird, W-E-I-R-D, 或是 strange 来表示古怪的意思咯。
Alright, so to escape this, she devoted herself to music. Alright, to escape from something is to get away from some kind of bad place or a bad situation. Like you might escape from a fire, for example. So she escaped by devoting herself to music, by kind of focusing on music.Because that way people can't bother her. She can write her songs, she can get out her feelings, and that way she can, you know, be happier about herself. It goes on to say Stephanie's musical talents were
discovered early on. You know how early? At age 14.
Wow, that is
she
early.
She started performing on stage.
Wow, she's very brave. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Musical talent. Well, of course, a talent is something that you're good at. You might be born with a special skill. You're good at something. In this case, she's good at music. And she started performing on stage. Well, when you do a show and people are watching, it could be acting, singing, dancing, anything like that. You're performing. And of course, the stage is where the people perform. It's a floor, but it's a little bit higher. Everyone can kind of look up and see you. So when we say performing on stage, we mean doing a show like a singer or a musician or something like that.
Right. 所以他的这个对于这个音乐的才华还有天分啊，哇，很早就有了。为什么呢？我们提到他在14岁的时候就有这个登台演出的这样子的机会啦。那我们刚刚提到的 musical talent 当然就是指他有音乐才华或是天分。那如果你要形容某人他非常是有才华的，你可以用这个形容词，你可以用 talented, T-A-L-E-N-T-E-D。那刚刚 Mike 解释很好， stage 当然就是指舞台啦。所以 perform on stage就是表示登台表演，可能是这个唱歌啦、跳舞啊都有可能。Okay, so she also took part in a number of school plays.
That's a great place for people to begin performing on stage. Yeah, to take part in something is to join in a group when they're doing something. You can take part in a basketball game or take part in a party or a play. In this case. So it's good, I think, for young people to take part in school plays.
Right.
It can really give you confidence, and it's lots of fun. I did that one.
I did that, too. Okay, take part in, 就是参加。那当然呢，你也可以用 to be involved in something or to participate in something 来表示参加什么东西。For example, our family takes part in cleaning the house.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
so everyone joins in and shares the work. Wonderful.
Right.
After high school, she enrolled in a musical theater program. Oh, okay. And after a year of training, though, she quit to pursue her music career.
Wow.
So after high school, she didn't go on to like a university or a college. She went on to a musical theater program. She really wanted to be a performer.
Yes.
Maybe she would have been on Broadway and in Cats or on TV or anything like that. Any kind of show, performing, that's what she loved. But after a year of training, she kind of decided, I think I could do more by myself.
Wow.
She decided, I don't need more schooling. I just have to go out there to pursue my musical career. When you pursue something, you chase after it. You go after it. It's not easy to catch. We can talk about, you know, pursuing someone down the street, but we can also talk about pursuing an education, pursuing a medical degree. I want to be a doctor. Well, it's not easy. It takes a lot of study, many years, a lot of hard work. So this is the idea of kind of chasing after your dream.
Okay, 所以刚刚我们提到呢，就是在高中之后呢，其实他就是注册在一个 musical theater program。这里我们是用 enroll in 来表示注册什么样的一个，比如说课程啦等等。那 pursue 呢，在这里像说我们会说 pursue your dream， 就是追寻你的梦想啦。那当然呢，在这里指的就是 Lady Gaga 呢，其实她只有在受了一短短一年的训练之后，她就想说，其实我可以自己创自己的事业，所以他就 quit， 他就停了啊。那因为他想要追求或是就是找寻他自己的一个 music career， 他的音乐的生涯这样子的事业。However, she didn't find fame immediately.
No, not right away. Immediately means right away, in no time, very quickly. So she didn't find fame immediately. To find fame is to become famous.
Right.
So she had to work really hard, even though it seems to us that she just suddenly appeared with a hit song on MTV. It was actually many years of writing songs, trying to get people to listen to the music, to make her first record, her first CD, to make her first video. That didn't happen quickly. That took a long time, a lot of hard work.
所以其实他没有马上就爆红哦。OK, 所以可能还是他有需要一些努力，或是他做了其他的事情，才慢慢让他走上这个成功之路。那刚刚我们提到的 immediately 就是立刻这样的意思。And even though she managed to record songs and even sign a contract, her first record label dropped her.
Okay. That's difficult.
Managed to do something, 这里就是指说他还是有设法去怎么样 record songs, 还是有录制一些歌曲。Now, be careful, record as a verb, the pronunciation is record, but as a noun, it's pronounced record.
Record
就是唱片。所以发音呢当作是动词 record, 录制什么东西是 record。那如果是名词讲唱片啦，则是 record， 不要把这两个发音搞错咯。So she even signed a contract. What's a contract?
A contract is basically a piece of paper that shows two people agree to something. So when you see businessmen and they're signing something, say, we will work between the two companies, we will work together. That's a contract. So, for example, you could say, I signed a contract to buy the house. By signing it, I'm promising to do what the contract says. It's very common in business. And of course, athletes will sign a contract with a team, or singers will sign a contract with a record company saying they are going to work together. But her first contract didn't work out. She didn't have hits. The record companies kind of said, sorry, we need to save money, so you have no job.
Right.
Thus, it says her first year could be considered a failure, right? She worked really hard, but nothing happened. After a year, she kind of lost her job. Nevertheless, Gaga refused to give up.
Great.
Good for her.
Okay. 好，所以其实她第一年呢，可以说是一个惨败，就是 failure 失败这样的意思哦。因为她的这个 record label 就是唱片公司呢，就是可能就是不要她了。然后呢 ，nevertheless 就是指然而不过这样子的意思，她还是没有怎么样。She did not give up.
She continued working on her music and persona and finally earned a new record deal. So she didn't just throw away her piano. She continued to work. She worked on her music. Her persona is kind of her character. Who is Lady Gaga? What is her style? What does she look like? What does she talk about? That kind of thing. And finally, she got another record deal, another chance to make new music. Lady Gaga's achievements show us that everyone faces their own challenges. Even the super successful people were not always super successful. Many of them had failures before they became successful.
Okay, persona 通常是指可能像是一些公众人物了，他在外表给人家的一个形象这样子的意思哦。Okay, and last we read, no matter what stands in your way, keep at it and don't give up, and eventually you'll find your true self. itself、mm. 所以不论什么东西都怎么样在阻扰着你 something stands in your way 就是阻碍着你的话你一定要怎么样 keep at it 就是要继续努力这样的意思那终究呢 eventually you'll find your true self 你就会找到真正的自己啦 well we have to stop here for a while because we have to check out how you use keep at it and our shortcut for you
alright let's keep at it
Shortcut for you.
Hey, what's wrong? You seem frustrated about something.
Oh, it's my French class homework. I can never seem to get an A on one of my assignments.
Wow, and your French is so good, too.
Yes, but the teacher is notEasy to please.
Don't worry. You can do it. You just need to keep at it.
Keep what and where?
To keep at it means to keep trying and not give up doing something.
Gotcha. Keep at it means 坚持下去
Yes, you're right. I know it's not easy, but I have to keep at it.
Now you've got it.
I'm going to keep at it until the teacher gives me an A. If not, I'll quit the class.
What? I thought you were going to keep at it.
For You Chat.
All right, our chat question is kind of about some of the things that Lady Gaga had to face, difficulties, challenges, tough times in your life. So it's a great question. What difficulties have you managed to make it through? And afterwards, what did you learn from that tough experience?
Oh, I'm like actually thinking back when I was in high school. I would actually...I took part in a lot of speaking competitions.
Okay.
I remember there was this one. It's a Japanese speaking contest.
You had to speak in Japanese?
That's right.
Wow.
Well, I came first in the previous year. So the other, like, so that was in grade 8. But when I was in grade 9, I was like, well, I'm totally going to do pretty good because, you know, yeah, I did pretty well last year. So this year should be okay. So I didn't really memorize a lot of things. I thought, yeah, it's going to be easy. I'll probably just get into the top 3, which I didn't.
You got a little lazy.
I know I got lazy and a little bit proud. So that was my experience. I learned that I had to do like some hard work. I have to actually practice my speech.You know, and, you know, do a lot of things. And so the next year when I took part again, I came first. But then that was after, you know, like that whole year, I learned that I had to really try hard and not to be lazy. And I can't be too proud.
That's true. You can't be too proud. You can't sort of, there's an expression in English, rest on your laurels.
Oh.
Your laurels are kind of like your trophy. You can't just kind of put it there and go, yeah, that's mine.
That's right.
You know, I mean, there's sports teams that learn this every year, right? We won basketball last year. We're going to win this year. And of course, they do very badly. So a good lesson. Just because you had success yesterday doesn't mean you're promised success tomorrow. You have to keep working at it. Just like Lady Gaga, just like Laura, the Japanese speaker. So let's hear some Japanese. Can you say goodbye in Japanese?
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Yane.
Ichiban. Sugoi ne.
Hi.
See you later.
Bye.
Lady Gaga, accepting who you are. Lady Gaga, whose real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, was born in 1986. Before she gained her fame,Stephanie struggled to find herself. She attended an all-girl Catholic school in New York City and was bullied by other classmates for being too eccentric. To escape this, she devoted herself to music. Stephanie's musical talents were discovered early on. At age 14, she started performing on stage. She also took part in a number of school plays. After high school,She enrolled in a musical theater program. After a year of training, though, she quit to pursue her music career. However, she didn't find fame immediately. Even though she managed to record songs and even signed a contract, her first record label dropped her. Thus, her first year could be considered a failure. Nevertheless, Gaga refused to give up. She continued working on her music and persona, and finally earned a new record deal. Lady Gaga's achievements show us that everyone faces their own challenges. No matter what stands in your way, keep at it and don't give up. And eventually, you'll find your true self.
Vocabulary Review.
Escape. The young man worked and studied hard to escape his life of poverty. Take part in. My father takes part in a 5-kilometer run once a year. Pursue. I want to pursue a career in acting and will move to Hollywood, Los Angeles. Immediately. She took a nap immediately after getting home because she was very tired. Contract. The two companies signed a contract to continue doing business with each other. Nevertheless. The man was bored during the play. Nevertheless, he pretended that he enjoyed watching it.